It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm not a marijuana guy.
I wasn't either.
Ladies and gentlemen,
someday.
It's my favorite song in the whole wide world.
Hooking up words and phrases and clauses.
And it teaches.
Let's get right to the phones. That's, who is that? Jack something.
Sheldon.
Jack Sheldon, Merv Griffin's trumpet player.
Exactly.
Conjunction Junction, what's your function?
He also sang I'm Just a Bill.
Yeah. Sitting on Capitol Hill. Let's get right to the phones and give away some tickets. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Sean. How you doing?
Sean, where are you calling from?
Winchester.
Winchester, you got tickets to WWE's Monday Night Raw.
At the 100.
What's that?
I'm caller 100.
You are caller 100, my friend.
That is awesome. My son is going to love this.
That's good. That's Verizon Center, July 28th. Features Triple H, John Cena, Randy Orton, and more. Get your tickets at the Verizon Center box office and Ticketmaster. You and your son have a fantastic time going to wrestling, okay?
Thank you so much.
Okay, thanks for calling in. I'm going to put you on hold, and you can talk to the wonderful Mr. Joe Artinger. And now, without further ado, let's get right back to it. Here he is, Buzz Burbank.
Now, let's see, where were we? Oh, yes, a nuclear power plant in Sweden is in lockdown after a worker was stopped at the door with a bag that had traces of explosive.
Oh, okay. This is scary.
A little bit.
Even though it's far away, it's still kind of scary. He likes scary.
The man, a welder who was scheduled to do some work at the plant, has been detained for questioning.
They're called Velders.
Velders, yes.
Thank you for lighting it up. This is on the heels of some guy carrying uranium. They caught some kids with it, too, somewhere else in the world.
Well, this guy at least is in custody and being held for questioning.
It's getting very, very tense.
The explosive is the same one used in the bombings in London last year. Same explosive.
Oh, yeah.
If you're around those Swedish power plants, you don't put the pies out to cool there.
No, please don't.
Mama put the pie out.
They never cool. There was no explosive in the bag, but there were traces of it on the plastic bag's handles. The plant provides about 10% of Sweden's electricity.
Now, that can be a lot of different stuff, though.
Sure.
I mean, the guy could have been target shooting in the morning, you know, doing his Swedish target shooting. But this it's a peaceful country, isn't it?
A specific chemical, the same one that was used, a very complex chemical, the one that was used in the bombings in London last year.
Okay.
So
all right.
Not
well,
just gunpowder.
Keep us posted.
It's used to make Swedish fish as well.
You chew on those. If you chew them too hard, they'll explode in your mouth.
It's worth it. An explosion of flavor.
I knew I was going to say ass.
And thank you for doing
yes.
it.
Someone had to.
LWF. Last word, freak.
Germans are invading Poland again.
Really?
But this time, for a better life. The reunification of Germany has not worked out as well as we might have hoped, with the Eastern Germans still poor and the Western Germans doing pretty well.
Okay.
More Germans have migrated, therefore, to other countries since reunification, more so every year, and more so even than since the end of World War II.
It is really just another way of invading. We just make it look prettier.
It's very nice.
Very good. We get excited about the whole thing. Invasions can be mild as well as violent.
That's maybe right. Sometimes we are invited.
Maybe sometimes we are invited and we stay longer than we're supposed to.
Overstay the welcome.
Dankeschön.
The gentle invasion.
Yeah, the gentle invasion. The kind of invasion I like when I go to the special clubs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the club?
The
yes.
Germans.
That's what I do. I go and present myself to my special Hans guy. Uh-huh. And I say, invade me.
And then he does.
And then he turns it off.
They've moved, these Germans. They've moved to Switzerland, the U.S., Austria, and mostly Poland, the land of opportunity.
We are the invading Germans. I understand German tourists very easy to spot in Europe, too.
Really?
I'm not making a joke there. They're noticeable.
Yeah.
I went to Italy, so you can always tell the Germans. Usually, like, sandals with white socks.
Yeah, sure.
And kind of rude.
When we went to Iceland, and Icelanders love everybody, I asked some folks there. I said, because they get a lot of tourism. I said, who are the worst tourists you get? Americans? And they said, oh, no, not by a long shot.
Right.
They said Germans.
Very demanding.
They said Germans are notoriously cheap.
Cheap and demanding.
They don't come and stay in hotels in Iceland. They bring tents.
Mm-hmm.
And
really?
Sleep in the woods.
Yes. We will sleep in the woods like we did when we were invading.
Even when they're polite, it's weird. They say, have a nice day right now!
Dankeschön.
Well, the U.S. did get Heidi Klum out of this deal, so there's that.
Heidi Klum.
She's a German who left.
Yeah, she's here now. We keep her because she's so attractive.
Very nice.
Very nice lady, the Klumster.
And finally, a 32-year-old guy in Louisville's looking at prison for being just a little too horny. He was just innocently cruising around in his silver Crown Vic when he saw this woman stumble out of a bar. He pulled up, flashed a badge, told her to get into the car, and he'd have to take her downtown for public drunkenness. Some firemen saw this go down. The guy told them everything's cool and sent the firemen on their way. But the firemen were suspicious, mm-hmm. and they called the cops, who got a closer look at the man's fake badge.
Ah.
It read, Official Booby Inspector.
Boobies.
Department of Titillation.
Oh, yeah.
Boobies.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much, Buzz.
You bet.
We want to thank Carlos Mencia.
Indeed.
The Mind of Mencia premieres tonight at 10:30 on Comedy Central.
Good show.
Also, Jill Price. Hope she gets happier.
Yeah.
Her book is The Woman Who Can't Forget. You can get that everywhere. Mm-hmm. And also Roseanne from Hell's Kitchen. Good luck back at the real world as your job as a receptionist.
She can't remember anything.
I guess she will be out of the food industry. The executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show is Beth Ann McBride. Our in-studio producer is Rob Spiewak. Our phone screener is Joe Ardinger. The show comes to you from the studios of WJFK-FM in Fairfax, Virginia, and is heard exclusively on the Roseanne Radio Network. Mm-hmm. For Beth Ann, Rob, and Buzz Burbank, this is Mike O'Mara reminding you, early to bed and early to rise makes a man's sheets smell. I don't know what I was saying.
Wow, that is a good one. What?
Kind of an early day around the ranch. Lots
noticed.
Of fun tomorrow. We'll see you tomorrow. And good night, everybody.
Good night.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.